Yeah, we're hoping that people that attended our protest earlier this year in February, whenever the trolley crisis was at its peak, will actually attend the meeting and discuss action that's coming up on the 6th of October.
From a campaign perspective, we know that you have held a good deal of protests now at this point. It's important, I'm sure, to keep that momentum going, the pressure on.
Well, what we're trying to do is we're trying to establish the same kind of momentum that they did with the water charges and the momentum that they now have with the housing. We see the government responding now to the housing crisis on a daily basis, but they don't seem to be responding to the health crisis. And I think that's because of the lack of pressure that we're not putting it on. And the people of Donegal need to start putting the pressure on the government to start taking action on healthcare.
And this meeting is called in the wake of the latest figures from the INMO, the worst August in history in terms of overcrowding.
Yeah, the worst August in history, and I'd say we're heading into the worst winter in history because the action plan hasn't been implemented. The extra 500 beds that was promised for the winter emergency hasn't sufficed. They can't recruit the staff that they need. You see nurses now protesting about pay issues to try and get the staffing levels up. We're coming into a really big crisis in the winter, and we also see the government not willing to invest money in the upcoming budget to the health service.
And while you're asking people who took part in the protest in February in Letterkenny to attend next week's meeting, other people I'm sure are welcome to attend too.
Oh, everybody's welcome. We want as many people there as possible. We want to discuss the health campaign. We want to make health an issue ahead of the budget. We want to see €1 billion investment in healthcare in Ireland in the next budget. And we need to put the pressure on, and we need as many people as possible to deliver a strong message that we're not going to sit back and allow another crisis this winter.